All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 104 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back, my friends. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing reasonably well. It's Sunday as I record this. Sunday's the day I feel normal. The other 6 days, not so much. But anyway, I'm checking in on Sunday, my normal day. Hope you're doing well where you're at. Yesterday, Saturday, Tony and I went out for a little while. We got to get out of this house. It drives me insane. I'm not the type. I know people are like, you know, quit your whining. You know, quit your bitching. You know, I hear that all the time. I don't like sitting in the house all the time, nothing to do. I know there's stuff to do. You know, I got plenty to do. I don't want to do any of that. You know, any of that work, any of that cleaning and shit. I don't want to do any of that. But anyway, so yesterday we went out and where did we go? Went to the grocery store somewhere? I don't remember. But one of the things we did, went and looked at cars. Not allowed to buy cars up here in Pennsylvania. I mean, that would be far too risky, you know, to buy an automobile right now. Whew, man. Too risky. So anyway, I went to the lot, one of the lot where I bought my car, and one of my kids bought their car there too. It's a used place. It's used cars, but it's higher end shit, you know. It's like stuff that's like 1 or 2 years old, generally. And they have less than 15,000 miles on it, generally. And the prices are non-negotiable, which I like. Because every time I go into a car dealership and I'm trying to buy a car, I always feel, you know, as I walk away from that place, I feel like I should be holding a bloody rag up to my ass. You know what I mean? I feel like I got taken advantage of every time. I can't negotiate. I mean, what do I know about it? I mean, I try, but I'm terrible at it. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. And those guys are pros at it. And, you know, you get taken advantage of, or at least you feel like you do. So at least if you take that part of it out, I'm all for it, baby. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to negotiate. I know the price. I might be able to get a better price than that, but it's worth it not to have to go through those, all those machinations. Machinations. All right. Anyway, so we went and looked, and I want to get an SUV. My plan was to trade my car in the spring and get some sort of an SUV. And I was looking at these Nissan Rogues. They had like 8 of them on this lot, all different colors. All of them were 2019. All of them had like 15,000 miles on them. Where the hell do they get these things? But anyway, they're all beautiful. They all look brand new and different colors, and they look nice. And I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued right now. Got any feedback on the Nissan Rogue? That might be a good commuter car. That might be a car that we could drive to Myrtle Beach if they ever lift this lockdown in semi-comfort. Or Cincinnati in semi-comfort. I don't know. If you have any thoughts on the Nissan Rogue, of course, next week or 2 weeks from now, I'll be hooked on another vehicle, and until I buy one, and so it goes. But anyway, yesterday we went out for a little while. I went to Sam's Club, saw some woman look like she had literally a bag over her head. I've been joking about that. This woman looked like she had a bag over her head with eye slits cut in it, and she had glasses on. So you can see, like, just a pair of glasses sticking out of the, you know. It's like she had a sack on her head. I don't know what the hell's going on. And there's all this judgment, you know. Everybody's like if you're pumping gas and you don't have a mask on, everybody's like, you know, people are looking at you like, look at this irresponsible bastard. Doesn't care about humanity. Cares about himself. Looking out for number one over there pumping gas. 50 feet from every other person without a mask on. What an asshole. There's a lot of judginess going on, you know? Anyway, I don't want to talk about the coronavirus anymore. Had it, you know? This thing down in Georgia and Florida, Texas, Colorado, where they're easing things a little bit, I just pray that they go right. Everything goes right. And then that'll put pressure on the other states to start easing things. When we start moving in the right direction, we move out of this lockdown thing, you know. But if it goes wrong, that'll just add months to it, right? If it goes right, it could be, you know, sooner rather than later. But if it goes wrong, it's going to add months and months to it. So I'm just hoping everything goes okay in those places, and we'll see, I guess. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. Friday at work, I was standing there talking to somebody, another supervisor, and I felt a breeze where I should not be able to feel a breeze. And I reached back to my ass area, big giant rip. I didn't hear it. I didn't feel it. I had no idea that it had happened. I don't know when this occurred. But there was a catastrophic blowout, just a full ass explosion, big giant rip right down where the pocket is. They blow up, you know, on a consistent basis, and it's always in the same place. You know, I don't understand. I don't think they're making jeans like they used to. But anyway, this thing's ripped from here to there. I'm like, what am I going to do? This is like literally right when I got to work, like within the first hour. I don't know how long I've been walking around like that with a big giant rip in my ass. I don't know. Nobody said anything to me about it. I didn't hear any snickering. But I was like, what am I going to do? I mean, I got like 9-10 hours left to this contractual obligation. I thought, well, maybe I can go over to drive over to Walmart. I could just tell the manager on duty and say, I'm gonna duck out, you know, for a little bit. Head over to Walmart, buy me a pair of jeans, and you know, switch them out in the bathroom. You know, that was my plan. So I went over to her, the manager, and I told her. I said, hey, I'm gonna take off for a little while. You know, I won't be gone long, maybe a half hour. She goes, all right, everything okay? I said, well, I got some kind of a pants emergency. And she starts busting out laughing. I said, yeah, I got a full catastrophic, you know, just a apocalyptic blowout in my ass. And she's like, all right, no problem. She goes, what's the plan? I said, I'm going to Walmart, buy me a new pair. I'm going to switch them out. She goes, I would suggest you not go there on a Friday night, because they limit the amount of people they let in there. And on a Friday night, you'll be standing out in that parking lot for 45 minutes waiting to get in there. And I'm like, oh God, I didn't even think about that. So I'll be standing out there in line with this big giant rip in my ass, you know, just a howling wind going right across, you know, just right across my ass. So I was like, I don't know. I said, maybe I'll just drive home. She goes, how far is that? I said, 36 miles. She goes, that's far, but, you know, it's probably better than going to Walmart. I said, all right, I'm going to go home. I'll be back in a little while, you know. So I had called my parents 3 days in a row on my way to work. Like, I called them on Wednesday. They didn't answer. Which seems kind of odd, because they're supposed to be in lockdown, you know? Everybody's supposed to be in lockdown. So they didn't answer. I'm like, oh, whatever. Maybe they're out in the yard working. And then the next day, Thursday, I called them again while I was driving. No answer. And a third time on Friday, they didn't answer. So then I'm starting to get nervous. I don't know what's going on. And while I'm driving home to get a new pair of pants, I called, and my dad answered. So I told him about it, and he's laughing his ass off, you know. He thinks that's hilarious. And he goes, what kind of pants are you wearing? I said, jeans. And he goes, good God, that's some heavy fabric. I said, I know, I don't, you know, I don't know. He goes, how? He goes, where's the rip? Where's the rip? And I told him, he goes, sounds to me like they were overloaded. So there you go. It's important to have a strong support network in your life. Sounds to me like they were overloaded. Yeah, right. All right. But anyway, so I went home, changed my pants. Tony was laughing her ass off. She was buckled over in laughter. Everybody gets a big kick out of it, you know, because I'm exploding these pants on a regular basis. I'm gonna have to get like some kind of subscription, like some kind of Amazon subscription where you can like, where you can get stuff just delivered at regular intervals. So I don't know. It's not good. So anyway, that happened on Friday. I posted a picture of the catastrophic blowout on Instagram if you're interested in seeing it. And, you know, it'll happen again soon because it happens like once a month, you know, and it's always in the same spot. I feel like they build in a weakness. I think it's just like, it's that obsolescence, you know, planned obsolescence where they build in a weakness into those genes. So you have to keep buying more. I don't know. I'm very particular. You know, I've dabbled in the more expensive. I don't like the way they feel. They feel weird. I've talked about this before. That knot down in the bottom, you know, in the crotch where everything comes together and it forms a big knot underneath there, you know, where it's layer upon layer upon layer, everything comes together. It feels like that knot is situated too far back in most genes. So, I don't know. I don't know if you are with me on this, if you even understand what I'm saying. But anyway, I'm very particular. I have to wear, like, there's a certain kind that feel right on me, and they blow up all the time. I don't know. It must be my ass. I mean, it's the destroyer, the punisher. My ass is the punisher. All right. What else happened? I just found out the other day that this guy from Dunbar, this legend, one of these Dunbar legends. If you're from a small town, you know what I'm talking about. If you're from a small town, I guarantee you there are like people that are there in your town that everybody knows them. They're either for various reasons, for better or worse. It's these guys or gals that everybody knows. And they're like borderline folk heroes. And sometimes it's because they're so nice and helpful and involved and everything. Sometimes it's because of worse reasons, you know, the negative, you know, the opposite end of that spectrum. Sometimes it's because they have, you know, interesting mental illnesses, you know what I'm saying? Like exotic mental illnesses and very intriguing, you know, that kind of thing. But there's always, in small towns, there's a handful of these people who everybody knows them and, you know, for better or worse. And one of those guys that fell into that category, as far as I'm concerned, passed away the other day. Well, a while back. I just found out about it. But it was a while back. I'm surprised nobody told me about it. But I just found out about it. Anyway, so this guy, he was always nice to me. But there was this air of, like, you know, things could go south. You know, you don't want to push your luck with this guy. He was nice to me. I never had any issue with him, but it always felt like there was a, you know, there's a possibility that, you know, something could go south really fast. Like if you say the wrong thing or if you look at him the wrong way or something could set this guy off. I was always real leery of the guy. Although, as I said twice already, I never had any issue with him, all right? I personally never had any issue with him, but he knew everybody in town. He was one of these guys that was, like, talking and just, like, yucking it up all the time. But I don't know. You know, everybody knew him. He knew everybody. He knew everybody. He called everybody by their last name. And he, I mean, people of all ages, how could you know everybody, you know? It was, like, shocking to me. Like, he was older than me. And he knew people that was younger than me that I didn't know. You know, I mean, I don't know who, how does he know all these people? And he called everybody by their last name. And he was, everybody knew him. All right, so he died. I still don't know what happened to him. But anyway, it brought back this memory of him. And I'll tell it right now quickly. But back when we were in high school, I think we were in high school, there was this incident that happened that I don't talk about it too much. I don't know. It's not really that funny. But the part I'm getting ready to tell is funny. But so one day, we bought a bunch of beer, right? Me and my friends. And we were drinking at this person's house, somebody's grandparents who were out of town. I think they went to Florida for the winter, or I don't know. I don't remember. The grandparents were not around. So we were at their house drinking beer in the daytime, right? Rocky was there, my friend Rocky, and a bunch of other people. All right. So at some point, Rocky left on a bicycle. This is, I don't know. Feels like it was when we were like 16, 17, that age. I mean, we could drive, but we still rode bicycles a lot of the time. You know what I mean? We're in that transition era. So he was on a bike. He was over there drinking with us. He left. And, you know, it was getting kind of crazy. And at some point, we went out. We left that house. We went down to my house. And my parents were both working. And one of my friends got sick. a little bit too much to drink. And my friend Bill, who had a pickup truck, who I don't think he wasn't over there drinking. He was sober. We all piled in the back of his pickup somehow. I don't remember the details of it, but we had this guy, this friend of ours, who was like smashed. And we were riding around town thinking this would sober him up, right? Right. So we're riding around in the back of Bill's pickup truck, whole bunch of drunk assholes in the back. And like I said, Rocky had been over there at that house and left by himself. We hadn't seen him or thought about him or heard from him or anything since then. So we're riding down by Dunbar Elementary School, and here he comes on a bicycle. He's still on his bike, but the chain is off. And he's kind of like pushing it, and he's all bloody and just looks like somebody beat the living shit out of him. You know, he was just like beaten. You know, somebody beat the hell out of him. And we're like, oh my God. So we took him to his house, and I don't remember. He ended up in the hospital for days. I mean, somebody beat the shit out of him. And he never, you know, he to this day, he says he doesn't know what happened. You know, we weren't with him, so we don't know what happened either. But I think from what we can understand, he was over at Dunbar Elementary, and he must have said, mouthing off to somebody, and they beat him up. You know, we don't know. Nobody was with him. And every parent, like, this turned into this big, huge thing. Like, he was beaten bad, and he was in the hospital. So we got questioned. All of us got questioned over and over and over. And we didn't know anything. And all the parents were like, you guys know more than what you're saying. But we didn't know anything. It's like, it was very frustrating. It was like, I know that we lie about many things. All right. I know that everything that comes out of our mouths should be taken with a grain of salt. And we lie about lots and lots of things, but this time we're telling the truth. Why won't you believe us? You know, it's one of those things. I didn't know anything about it. All I know is he was over at that house drinking beer. He left, and then we saw him maybe like an hour and a half later. Somebody beat the shit out of him. That's all I know. But we don't know who it was or where it happened or what the circumstances were. We had to go over to his house. While he was in the hospital, while Rocky was in the hospital, we went over to his house. We were summoned to Rocky's house, and his mother was like, she goes, I want you guys to write down on pieces of paper, and I want you to tell me what you know. You don't need to put your name to it, I know you're scared. I'm like, what the? You know, just write down everything you know on a piece of paper. Don't put your name on it. And, you know, so I don't know. Everybody wrote down the same thing. He was over at that house. He was drinking beer. He got his shit, got the shit kicked out of him somewhere. We don't know where. We weren't with him. We don't know. So then she took this pie pan out, you know, an aluminum pie pan, put those pieces of paper in it, and lit them on fire. I was like, what the? I mean, she didn't get, I don't know. Very dramatic, right? So anyway, we didn't know anything about it. All right, so he's in the hospital. All right, and we decide we're gonna go visit him in the hospital, right? And we're like, somebody said we should take him something, maybe like a gift of some sort. It's like, what'll be something we could take Rocky? You know, what are his favorite things? Oh, that's right, naked women, right? Okay, so we said maybe we could take him a Playboy or a penthouse or something. So that we decided we were gonna get him. I think it was a Playboy. We're gonna buy him a Playboy, an issue of Playboy, and we're gonna take that to him in the hospital. Right? He's in the hospital, and so we talked about this, you know, and basically Steve was steamrolled into being the one to go in and buy the Playboy, right? And that was, you know, way, way outside of his comfort zone. That's not, I mean, a lot of guys are just going, yeah, just give me a latest copy of that Playboy back there. Maybe, Steve was like sweating bullets, as I would have been, you know? And, but he got steamrolled into it. I could have just as easily been steamrolled into it, but somehow he was chosen in this situation. Right. So he doesn't want to do it. You know, he's sweating bullets, got a carload of people sitting outside waiting on him to do it. So he's got all this social pressure. Go in there and buy that Playboy. They're all behind the counter. You have to ask for it. You can't go just pick it up and like mix it in with like Mountain Dew. And, you know, you can't do that. You gotta walk up to the counter, ask the cashier for the Playboy, and then the cashier will look at you, you know, squinting with skepticism, and rings it up. All right, so he didn't want to do it. That's outside his comfort zone. That's not, you know, that's not the way he operates, you know. And but somehow he got steamrolled into it, just like I got steamrolled into buying first six-pack of beer we ever had. You know, that was, you know, that night I got steamrolled into it. This day, Steve got steamrolled into it. So I said, I'll go in with you, Steve, you know, lend moral support. But I said, but you have to do all the talking. We're like 16 or something. So we go up there, and that guy, the guy that just died, the guy that just, you know, he's behind the counter. And he's like, oh, my God, no. He goes, I'm not doing it, you know. Because this guy had a little edge to him, you know. We're all semi-afraid of this guy. And he's like, I can't do it. And I said, everybody's waiting. We're going to go see Rocky. We got to get this, you know. So we walk in there. And I'm like, you know, I'm laying back. I'm over there acting like I'm checking out the Tangy Taffy, you know, whatever, what have you. And Steve walks up to the counter. And he goes, can I get a copy of that a Playboy, please? He's about to raid. The floor of his ass is about to fall out. He's like, you know, he's shitting himself. He goes, can I get a copy of that Playboy? And then this guy, I don't want to say his name, but this guy, this Dunbar legend, one of those folk heroes, he just like looks at Steve and goes, what are you going to do, Wilkerson? Go home and jack off? I mean, just bellowed it out throughout the entire store. And Steve was about ready to turn to dust, you know. And I was over there just like buckled over in laughter. What are you going to do, Wilkerson? Go home and jack off? I mean, the guy just bellowed it out. There's like a store full of people. good stuff. And then we took the thing over to Rocky, and he's like, what am I supposed to do with this thing? Where am I supposed to hide a Playboy magazine in a hospital? You know, so I think, I don't know, the thing didn't even work out. He didn't even appreciate it. He didn't even want it. He was pissed. Today, even today, he has no idea what happened, or he says he doesn't, and I believe him. I don't know what the hell happened to him that day, but that was a terrible story. Poor Rocky. Somebody beat the living shit out of him. He was probably over there. There were probably some kids over there playing basketball. This is my guess. Probably older than, you know, maybe like 18, 19, 20, who knows. Older high school kids, probably. Maybe older than that. And Rocky was talking shit to him because Rocky was real good at the shit talking. And they beat his ass, you know. I think that's probably what happened. There's probably not more. I don't know. To this day, my mother, if you ask my mother about it, she'd say, yeah, you guys still, there's more to that story. You know, you guys are still I'm still holding back information from back when I was in high school, you know. But anyway, when I heard about this guy dying, and that story jumped immediately to mind. And if you knew Steve, it would be even funnier because the guy was like, you know, he's not the most, you know, he's not going to be the bold one, and neither would I be. I'm not saying I'm any different, but neither one of us would be the bold type, just going, all right, give me one of them, give me a penthouse hustler, swank, you know, give me a stack of the swanks, you know, that's not us, all right. And then he didn't make any better. Yeah, what are you going to do, Wilkerson? Calls everybody by their last name. Knows everybody in the whole town. It's amazing. All right, we're at the end of this thing. I want to bring you up to date on my lockdown TV shows. I finished Ozark. Well, I'm up to date. I don't think the series is ongoing. So I've watched all three seasons. I like it. I don't love it. I think they're trying to be like Breaking Bad. It's not. Definitely not on that level. It's enjoyable. I'll continue watching it. It's good. What else? I watched this movie, Good Boys. You familiar with this? It's a comedy about these 12-year-old boys. And it's freaking hilarious. It's rated R. It's about these three boys. And they're just, you know, normal. Well, they're kind of nerdy, actually. 12-year-olds. And it's, they get into all kinds of situations. Extremely funny. It's on HBO, streaming on HBO. Good stuff. And I just started watching Bosch, the new season of Bosch. Great show. Now that one, you know, I'd say you could watch Ozark. You know, you're not going to go wrong with that. Highly recommend Bosch. I put Bosch way above Ozark. That is a great show. Love it. New season just came out. I watched the first two episodes last night. Loving it. It's fantastic. And I finished that bizarre, that strange ass Devs. You familiar with this? D-E-V-S. It's on Hulu. I think there's 8 episodes. It's very strange. You know, that's another one. You know, if you're into that kind of stuff, it's kind of like science fiction. I mean, I was into it at first, and then the thing took an extra bizarre turn. Yeah, it's good. Kind of strange. But anyway, if you're interested in that kind of stuff, kind of like science fiction-y, but adventure, you know, there's crime going on, murders, shit like that. Anyway, that was pretty good. But Bosch, way up there. Top of the list. And Good Boys, the movie. Good stuff. All right. We're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to get back on track, I swear to you. And I'm getting back on track starting with this one. So we're back. We're back on track. All right. And I hope you guys, hope you enjoyed this one. If you want 2 of these a week, now that we're back on track, you can do that by going over to Patreon. That's patreon.com/JeffK. patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you'll get an extra episode every week of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. you know, not once every once in a while, not once a month, you know, it's every week. And that's good value. All right, $4 will do it. You can do it for more if you want, but it's a monthly donation. They call it a patronage. It's the same thing. So if you're interested in doubling down on the Surf Report podcast, do it. Do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. Also, we have a hotline. The number to call into that is 570-290-8151. Is that right? Yeah, sounds right. 570-290-8151. That is the Surf Report hotline. You can call 24 hours a day. You can just leave a message. It's a voicemail thing. It's really cool, though. It's a Google Voice is what it's called. I didn't even know that existed. But so you call into that number, leave your message, and it'll deliver an MP3 version, a file of your call. And then I can just drop it right into a future episode of the podcast. So it's a cool and easy way to be a part of the podcast. So if you're interested in doing that, do it today, 570-290-8151. Or you can just send me an email at surfreportpod@gmail.com. That'll work as well. All right, we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back soon, very soon. And until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see you. Bye. My ass is the Punisher.